Energy Construction. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this Steve?
It is.
Hey, Steve, this is Mike from Bank and Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, I know you're probably busy. I don't want to take up much of your time, but I was actually calling because to follow up on a finance offer we had sent out to you guys. It looks like it's been a couple of weeks now. I'm not sure if you've received it or not, but it's basically based off some past finance you guys did over at U.S. Bank a couple of years ago for equipment financing. Does that sound familiar?
We've done a lot of it over the years, yeah.
Okay. Well, basically what I was doing today is actually just following up because it was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. So I wanted to kind of check in and see if you guys, whether you have a current need or even later on down the road, if you guys are looking to bring on possibly some new equipment or even just some capital, help out with any expenses you guys might have, kind of see how business is going right now.
Well, I mean, we're always chasing cash flow, so what sort of offer do you guys offer?
Yeah, so I mean, well, we have a couple of different programs. So, like I said, the equipment financing, working capital are basically our main things. But so obviously this looks like you've done the equipment financing. But basically, what it is, it's typically like a car loan kind of where it's set up on usually 2 to 5 year terms on monthly payments, and then the rates are usually in the mid single digits. And then the working capitals, I don't know if you've ever kind of dealt with that before, but it's a slightly newer program that actually lets you access more cash than your typical line of credit. But we're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% off your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So that usually gives you some freedom to basically apply that towards anything that you guys see fit that'll help out your business. So it's pretty open on what exactly like you actually would be needing it for. Do you guys have anything like in set right now that you guys are looking to fund right now, or are you kind of just?
We're currently talking to a couple different avenues about potentially doing something. So, I mean, if you have information you want to send over and let us look at in detail, then I would. But I mean, the vague answer of how it works and mid single percentages, I mean, that doesn't have any interest for us. We know exactly what we're getting with these other guys. So, if you want to send
over
exactly what we're capable of getting with you, then we'd consider it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. We're only really able to give out general because it's not going to be a set number unless we can actually figure out what you kind of look like on paper. Because all those factors will actually determine exactly what it is. But like I said, it's the pre-approval is for around 250K. So you're definitely eligible to get more than that. You know, depending on like how your sales are looking like.
What do you guys basically just factor? Is that what you do?
We do it based off of like your annual sales, the revenue. So not like net income or anything like that. So it's basically just your straight off your revenue. So we're usually able to free up, like I said earlier, about 10 to 15% off of that. So it is going to range. So, I mean, that's why I wouldn't want to just automatically give out a set amount because honestly, we wouldn't know until we actually got like more info on there, but we got to have it pre-approved for 250K. So you're definitely eligible to get more depending on what you're aiming.
No, we wouldn't even want that. We wouldn't even want anything close to that, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, yeah, I mean, that's, a general factor based off like of what we're kind of what we see, like what we have under your past like UCC file on there. That's what it's kind of pre-approved based off of. But, like I said, it's going to factor on what you need, what you're looking to obtain on there too as well. So usually like the best step, I mean, like if you are looking into something like that, I mean, I can definitely send you some more information. You can always do a little bit of research like with our company too as well. But
you're more than welcome to send the information that gives us more detail. We are currently considering two different options on what we're gonna pull the trigger on relatively quick. So if you think that it's something that would work and you want to send it over, we'd be happy to look it over and see in detail.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Are you looking to bring in like, is it like equipment or are you just needing some like cash flow right now?
Kind of both actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
pulling the trigger on a truck, and then we would like to have a little more cash flow as we start this large project we're getting ready to start.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So yeah, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and send it over. What's a good email I can send this over to?
info@magconstructionaz.com.
AZ.com. Okay. Yeah, so definitely what I'll do is I'll send that over on there. If you have any questions, I'll put my like my telephone number in, or you know, you can just email me back, whatever's kind of best for you. So
Okay.
yeah, and if you have any questions, definitely feel free to contact me. And you know, if nothing works out this time, I mean, you know, even down the road, I mean, we're definitely would like to help you guys out in any way. So, but let me,
Gotcha.
like I said, let me know if you have any questions.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate your time.
All
Thanks.
right, thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, bye.